Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so excited that you have joined us today. We'll be right back. Welcome, welcome, welcome to VFN Radio, and we're so glad that you're joining us.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to VFN Radio. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. And joining with me today is Pat and Chris.
Hello, John. How are you doing this morning?
Hello, John.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing great. Oh, my goodness. Listen, I want to give some shout-outs this morning to Joanne out there in New York. Thank you for taking care of the patients in Presbyterian Hospital in Manhattan. Oh my, listen, if you ever need a nurse, you got to fly her in. She is awesome. Oh, my goodness. Abe, take care of South Jersey for us, man. You're doing a great job. And Juan out in Texas and Pastor Tracy. Oh, my goodness. I'm so encouraged. I also want to give a shout-out to my mom, Pat. Yeah. Mom is listening to VFN Radio.
Oh,
got the speakers hooked up and just enjoying it. Hey, Mom, be blessed. That is so cool.
Awesome.
I also want to welcome all of our new VFN Radio listeners every single day. Susanna, Linda, Maria, Rodney, Robert, Frank. Oh, my goodness. It's so, so good for all of us to be together. My goodness, I want to share with you that our Lord, my goodness, oh, Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens from the lips of children and infants. You have ordained praise. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him. Hmm. Oh my goodness. Listen, we serve an awesome, awesome, mighty God. He's created the heavens, the rivers, the stars, all creation.
Mm, yes,
you gotta wonder, say, Lord, who am I? Who am I that you look over heaven and your eyes are upon me? Listen, God's eyes are upon you. He loves you today, has an amazing plan for your life. And we're here today on VFN Radio to encourage you, to enlighten you, to share some illumination on some of the things, God's word on some of the things that are happening in the world today, and we're so excited to be gathered here. I'll tell you what.
Yes.
What an awesome day. Well, I do want to give an honorable mention this morning to our boy R.A. Dickey. You know, I didn't want to let this pass. I just wanted to just get this out real quick, that the National League has recognized him as one of the most outstanding pitchers this year. And this is R.A. Dickey. We talked about how he glorifies God on the baseball field and just has an amazing story, but I just want to give a shout out. But let's get past it. Let's talk about the election.
Yes.
My goodness, the nation has voted.
Yes.
The nation, the country has reelected President Barack Obama.
That's right.
Man, this has been a long election.
Yeah.
Kind of feel like the little girl in the video that we had playing.
Mano.
Little girl, we played in that video.
Yeah.
She started crying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired, mommy. Of what she's calling Broccoli Obama and Pitt Romney. You know, she's like, she's tired of hearing of all the ads. But,
right.
You know, America has voted. President is remains a president for the United States. The Republicans hold on to the House and the Democrats hold on to the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Romans 13, all authority is established.
That's right.
There is no authority except that which God has established. And the authorities that exist have been established by God. And so this has been a long campaign. I mean, the nation was split down the middle,
mm-hmm.
but the election is over.
That's right.
It's over. And it's time to come back together. I mean, it's time for the get the country back in the right direction. And,
mm-hmm.
and everyone needs to come to the table and work hard because it's still the United States of America.
Right.
Did you know that in this election, guys, that there was over 116 million votes.
Mm.
It was way more than 2008. In fact, listen to this segment. We share a little bit about voter turnouts. We encourage everybody to get them.
In Virginia and many other swing states, people stood in long lines, some waiting for several hours to cast their ballot. It's an indication of how important this election is to many voters, including those who believe America is at a crossroads.
You're more responsible just because, you know, there's only about 10 states that are going to determine the election. So
in a battleground, you really need to vote.
They give a lot of attention to Virginia. I heard someone say that Virginia was kind of like a purple state. So they're expecting that it could go either way. I'm excited about it.
I live for this. This is great.
Some election officials say once all the numbers are in, they expect turnout to meet or exceed the 2008 presidential election. Long lines also have been reported from Nebraska to South Carolina, from Michigan to Florida.
Kids gotta go to school, mommy's gotta go to work, gotta get here early, gotta vote.
Even in several storm-ravaged areas of New York and New Jersey, voter turnout was heavy. Many voters expressed relief and elation at being able to vote at all, considering the destruction caused by Sandy.
I came to vote, you know, and this is all I could say at the moment, because it's very emotional.
This is it. This is America, the right to vote.
The long lines represent only part of the voting population. More than 32 million people voted before Election Day this year, either by mail or in person. Mark Martin, CBN News.
Wow, just you heard that report from CBN. There's a lot of votes. I mean, it was so good to see the nation come on out and be passionate about our country, passionate about, you know, casting their votes and letting their vote be heard.
Right.
I mean, I know you had a chance to vote yesterday, and Chris did. Pretty amazing, huh?
Yeah. Thank God for America, right?
My goodness. Did you know that also there was over 327,000 tweets per minute?
Wow.
During the election, 300 when they were, you know, calling the election,
yeah.
327,000 tweets. Let me tell you, that's a lot of communication over the
wow.
internet. But you know, the governor, in his concession speech, mm-hmm. he was quite gracious. Governor Mitt Romney, some of the things that he says that, you know, the nation has chosen a leader,
mm-hmm.
and so Ann and I join with you to earnestly pray for him, the president,
mm-hmm.
and for this great nation.
Right.
And it goes on to say he believes in America, and I believe in the people of America. And he says that he continued and reiterated again in a 5-minute speech that, you know, I pray for the president to be successful in guiding our nation.
Right.
And it's so important.
It's
you know, you gotta lose graciously.
Yeah.
And especially for the healing of our nation. I mean, we have, you know, a great system
mm-hmm.
in place. The fact that we can transition power if needed to, you know, with presidents, and that's amazing without any kind of, you know, turmoil.
Right.
And the president spoke, you know, to the nation, gave about a 24-minute speech.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that, listen, tonight, more than 200 years after the former a former colony won the right to determine its own destiny,
mm-hmm.
the task of perfecting our union moves forward.
Right.
And that's one thing about, you know, our country. We want to progress. I mean, we want to move forward. And, you know, John F. Kennedy said, listen, we're going to put a person on the moon. You know, you got to have vision. We got to have vision for America. We got to get it in the mm-hmm. right place. He says, I like this statement. He says, we are an American family, and we rise and fall as a nation and as one people.
Mm.
Well, you know, oftentimes he says, you know, we're not the red states of America. We're not the blue states of America. We're the United States of America.
That's right.
And, you know, it's great. What place can you have such fervor, such excitement, such zeal? What nation?
Right.
And then when it's all said and done, we get behind our president. Because guess what? We want our president to do well. I mean, he represents the nation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To not to wish him well is not to wish you well.
Right.
And so, you know, I want to encourage everyone, all of our BFN Radio listeners, to support our nation, support the president. Pray for the president. Pray for the Congress. You know, our elected officials have to work together. There are representatives, and we send them. They need to represent us, and they need to work together for the betterment of our nation. I mean, you saw some of that happen. Great bipartisanship here in New Jersey, where the governor and the president were able to put all their political differences aside, and they were able to come together for what matters most, taking care of the people that were affected by the storm, taking care of the citizens. And that was a great display of, you know, bipartisan effort, working together
mm-hmm.
to get to the task at hand.
Right.
Taking care of the citizens of the United States. So I just want to pray right now. You guys, you know, just join me. I want to pray right now for the president, for our nation, as just we move forward. And we just believe God for 4 years of the nation's heart turning to God and our country being led, you know, moving forward in the right direction. Lord, we just lift up Lord, this country, Lord, the United States of America. Lord, we lift up our president, Lord, that we just elected last night as a nation. Father, we just pray over him, Lord. We ask that you just give him wisdom, that you surround him with the right people, God. Lord, that oftentimes transitions occur in cabinets, Lord, and that even now, Lord, cabinet members would be selected, Lord, based upon your choosing and your will. You're the one that establishes all authority, God, and you're ultimately in control of all things, Father. So we pray, Lord, success for our nation. Lord, we pray for our nation as a whole to turn to God, Lord, and we believe for a great awakening, Lord. We pray that this would be a defining moment for you, God, and for your kingdom these next 4 years. In Jesus' precious name, amen, amen. We know we have so much to talk about here today. We're going to be talking about the Great Commission and the Kingdom of God. We'll be right back. And when we do so, we'll get ready to share some more.
John, check it out. I was going out to eat last week. And I got to sit down at my table, you know, setting up my napkin. And this girl, she just starts running up and down at the different tables. And she's like, hey, do you have the Find My iPhone app? I'm like, the what? She's like, you know, the app where if you lose your iPhone, you can find it. And I'm like, well, that kind of doesn't do you any good if you lose your iPhone. She's like, no, I use your phone to find my phone. And I was like, oh, they got an app for that? She goes, yeah, they got an app for that. I was like, oh, okay. Well, it was a cool thing. Like, as we started talking and she started telling me about the app I needed to get. So I got that app and I go, well, check it out. There's an app that you need to get. And she's like, really? I go, yeah, there's an app. VFNTV.com. And she's like, well, how do I get to that? I said, you can go right on Android or you can go on iTunes and type in VFNTV.com. Start telling her about the VFN radio, the daily radio program, everything that God's doing, God's news behind the news, the top three segments. You've got all the live programming. There's an app for that. And we start talking. She's like, wow, there's an app for that. I says, yep, check it
out. There's an app for that.
VFNTV.com. You know, John, it's amazing how many spectator sports there are right now. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's TV shows or, you know, TV sports, a lot of it's spectator sport, you know. But the truth is that the church is not a spectator sport. You know, God wants you to be involved. God wants you to play your part. And I just want to encourage you that, you know, if you have not yet, you can ask Jesus Christ to come in your life. And if you have ask Jesus Christ to come in your life. You know, there's an integral part that God wants you to play. God does not want you to remain on the sidelines. He doesn't want you to be a spectator. Mm. He wants you to play your part that only you yourself can bring to pass. If that's you and you want to find out more, I encourage you to go to vfnu.org and find out the plan that God has for you. Find out more of what you can do to bring that to pass in your life. vfnu.org. You know, John, I think back on, you know, when I was just going to tradition, and I felt like I was just going through the motions. And I'd just go spend an hour and then just continue on in my day like I was continually doing. When I met the VFN family and God encountered me, I wanted to tell everybody. And it seemed that I really didn't know how to express it and make it understandable. And we have the Vine Seminar to be able to share with others what God is doing by being the church, just being healthy family centered around Jesus. You know, if you're interested and you want to find out more, go to vineseminars.org and read about it. See what God is doing. And if this feels connected to you and you feel like there's something more and that you're searching for God, find out more at vineseminars.org.
I think about that Promise Keepers, when Coach McCartney began, you know, God touched his heart and he began to share with his friend about, we just got to get men together and we got to get people together. And two men, one man, then two men, then 40 men, as they began to do this and build small groups of men around America, then eventually that filled stadiums. But the stadiums weren't filled because Coach McCartney had an idea. It was because God wanted to begin to get men in small groups and begin to show them himself. And so that happened. But the problem is when it came out of the stadiums, it just died out.
That's right.
And what God birthed in us at that particular point was you know, that it was time. What is the next step after the stadiums? And if you go look at our history, our history started with next step. And it was it wasn't just an idea. It was like, what's the next step after the stadium? Because these men were alive, you know, and they went back to sleep and they got seduced again. They went back to where they were when they were dead. They came out. They came alive in the stadiums and the small groups, and they went back in the dust. So what was the problem? And then we went through a process of repentance where we went into the wilderness to repent for the turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, and God moved mightily. We finished that aspect of it. And then we went with the traditional model of what we've seen happen, and all we realized that is what's producing the death. And we had to stop that. Then God called us out to begin to birth, you know, what we're doing today, understanding that God wants his church back. And I think about this. Reverend Billy Graham worked really hard. I mean, they would start probably a year, 9 months in advance to focus and fill one particular stadium. And he would go in there, the stadium, and everybody worked so hard to bring whoever to come into that stadium and fill those seats to be able to preach the gospel to them once. Think about it. When he preached once, that all of a sudden, people would find God. People would get saved. And they, and he transformed a lot of our nation and our presidents and all the things because he just preached the gospel one stadium at a time. And you think about this. You think about how very specifically that here we are today.
Right.
What we're finding out that God's called us to stadiums. We've seen the stadiums filled with people. We've seen them filled with people all across the nation. We've seen them. We've seen them crying out to God, and we've seen this taking place. But what's going to happen first, like the groundwork happened to Reverend Billy Graham when he began to work and do what was going on. He would begin to do the work, and then the stadium would be filled to preach the gospel once. But what we found out is this, in VFN Radio, based on what we're understanding at this present point, that when we share with over the 900 million people that are available right now and they're connected in the social media atmosphere, there's 1/6 of the world's population, that if we share with them VFN TV and the VFN radio program, that out of every dollar that we use to share it with them, one of them comes and sits in our virtual stadium. And they don't come, and they like us on Facebook, or they connect to us and download our app, but they like us. And so $1 produces someone sitting in that seat based on what we presently see. Where, think about it. So, and with Reverend Billy Graham, who did an awesome thing for the Lord, you know, he preached once to him, but with VFN TV and the data radio program, when you sit in our virtual stadium, when you sit and listen and you have your VFN TV app, you have your VFN radio, you have Facebook, you have the VFN Torch. I mean, it's just, you're just every day the gospel is coming to everybody who sits in our stadium. When you help fill that stadium, that virtual stadium, for $1 per person, it looks like, think about it. I mean, if you just write $10 a month, you can fill 10 more seats in this virtual stadium. The probability is just huge. I mean, think about it. Even $100 a month, 100 new seats get filled a month. You have this 1,200 seats that you filled yourself all by yourself, or maybe even a dollar. We can begin to transform instantly. Think about it. I'm looking right now at a particular article on a broadcast that we had over 73,000 people. Think about that. That's a stadium of 73,000 people that heard the prophetic word over what's taking place on one particular segment. Be a part of it. Let's turn the heart of this nation, and we can turn the heart of this nation by filling this virtual stadium. And fulfill this virtual stadium, this is what I believe. We'll fill stadiums all around this nation, but they first have to be filled, and the gospel has to be sown into their hearts now. How can you do that? Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. Click on fill the stadium now. And maybe it's $1 a month. Maybe it's $2 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. By doing that, you fill the virtual stadium, and we can preach the gospel every single day to them, where Reverend Billy Graham only preached it once. And look at the return. We can turn the heart of this nation. Do it now. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm John Ramos, and joining with me today is Pat and Chris. Oh, my goodness. Talk to me. Talk to me, Pat.
What's going on, man?
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, we're back again, VFN Radio. I wanted to share this morning, you know, we have the Great Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The Great Commission. Help me out here.
Yes.
and And this is the charge that the Lord's given us. This is the charge that the Lord's given us. And he says in Matthew 28:18-20, it's just, this is the Great Commission. This is our charge, our duty as believers. And as Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, even to the very end of the age.
Mm.
And this is Jesus' last words.
Right.
And, you know, for us right now, it has and always will be about Jesus and his kingdom. It's about advancing the kingdom on the face of the earth, the king and his kingdom. And it's interesting that Jesus says right from the beginning, I am in charge here. Okay,
mm-hmm.
All authority has been given to me. Let me tell you something. God is still on the throne. Okay, and Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. Jesus says, all authority has been given to me. I am in charge. Therefore, as a result of this, my disciples, my church, go ahead and go.
Mm.
Go. And he says, make disciples. You know, it's interesting that he says make disciples, because sometimes, you know, the church at large sometimes has gotten caught up in sometimes just converts, someone that just prays a prayer. Mm-hmm. But God said, go make disciples. Trained ones, learned ones, followers. Then he says to baptize them and teach them to obey everything that I've commanded you. Then there's a process. I mean, God wants us to think about it. We have the greatest message in the world. And the last thing he says, listen, don't forget this.
Right.
I'm with you and I'm for you.
Right.
And we have the greatest message in the world. I mean, we have an awesome and amazing job to do for our great king. And it's a labor of love. It's a labor of great importance. It's always timely. Listen, we don't know when Jesus is going to come back. The Bible says in a twinkling of an eye. But as long as we still have breath, as long as we're still alive, as still as we're able to praise the Lord,
mm-hmm.
then we need to be about the Father's business.
That's right.
I mean, you look at everything that's going on in the nation, and the nation's in transition, and you have, you know, people affected by storms. You have people affected by financial storms. You have people that are losing their homes. You know, the only source of true encouragement, the only source of true life in this life and in the life to come is having a personal relationship with the Lord.
That's
right. Why is this so important? Because you know what? At the end of the day, nothing else matters.
That's right. Nothing else.
I mean, we need a relationship with God, and he desires a relationship with us. And so he's equipped us for this charge. He's not left us alone, but he's equipped us, he's prepared us, and he tells us in his word. In John 14, he tells us, listen, John 14, 15 says, if you love me, you will obey me, obey what I command. And I will ask that the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, and he lives with you and will be in you. I mean, he's given us the precious Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth.
Mm.
In verse 25, it says, all this I have spoken to you while still with you, but the counselor, he's talking about the Holy Spirit, right? Whom the Father will send in my name will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. We have help. We have a partner.
That's right.
Right? We have help in sharing and preaching the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And it's the Holy Spirit. He'll lead us in truth. He'll guide us in truth. He will equip us with everything that we need to make Jesus known.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes on to say, you know, unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will, what? Convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. And in regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. in regard to righteousness, because I'm going to the Father, where you can see me no longer, and in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you in all truth. It's time. I mean, this is the church's finest hour.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many people right now that are hungry for God. Now, when we did that outreach, it was so refreshing. Mm-hmm. We did our outreach in last weekend for Hurricane Sandy and Relief. And we're mm-hmm. out there ministering. And just, you could see in the people's eyes. You can hear it in their voices. You could hear it in their demeanor. I'm going to tell you, people are searching for God these days like never before. Everything that they put their trust in, their jobs, their relationships, their own selves, what man can do in their own strength, mm-hmm. has all come down. And they're saying, listen, God, I need to turn my heart back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only way. You know, Jesus tells the disciples, and I love this, in Mark 16:20, he says, listen, this is what happens with the disciples. The disciples went out and they preached everywhere. And the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word with signs that accompanied it. I'm going to read that again. They preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied it.
Mm.
Let me tell you something. God will be with us. God, the same way God was with the disciples and he confirmed his word with signs and wonders, let me tell you something. He is going to be with you.
That's right.
You know, oftentimes, you know, and I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but oftentimes I think that sometimes people say, well, what am I going to say? What am I going to share? You know, mm-hmm. or, you know, it's like, I've never done this before. Yeah, you can. Can you remember the first time you shared the gospel with someone?
Yeah.
Let's not talk about
that. Yeah, let's move on.
Was that with Chris? Was that, how did that go?
Wasn't real smooth, I don't think.
Well, Chris, you made it. You made it.
Somehow you made it in, despite me.
It was a seed. It was still a seed.
It
was still a seed.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes we get so full of zeal.
Yeah.
You're like, I know what the problem is, you know. And it's like,
yeah.
It's the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's the love of God. I remember when I did an intern, I was a chaplain intern in Louisiana Medical Center in Shreveport, Louisiana. And as a chaplain, I had the great opportunity. I actually lived in the hospital, guys. I lived right underneath the psychiatric ward.
Mm.
And I, like 24 hours, 7 days, that's where I was. And so it was kind of an intense type of setting, because anytime someone was coded or when they would call the doctors in,
mm-hmm.
then I would go down with them.
Right.
And so I had complete access to the emergency room, all those different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the chance throughout the day, my job, which I loved, was just to go up and down and visit with patients, mm-hmm. minister to them.
Mm-hmm.
In the state of Louisiana, they encourage the chaplains to actually pray for the patients.
Wow.
It's what they exactly want you to do, because get this.
Uh-huh.
Their research says that patients do this whole lot better in surgery once they've received prayer.
Oh, wow. Check that out.
You think? You think? I think there's something to that. So after I would pray, I would actually notate that in their records,
mm-hmm.
in their medical records. I'd notate that prayed with Mrs. Jones.
Oh, wow. Spent time.
You know, she seemed to be in great spirits after uh-huh. we left. Stuff like that.
How cool is that?
Yeah, very, very cool.
Wow.
And I've had to sit next to many, many people's, you know, sick bed and deathbed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that's so sobering when someone sits with you one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when away from a crowd and away from everything else. It's amazing when someone's one-on-one, and the other kind of a different situation is when they've experienced some sort of a loss.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that may be, when they're not in their normal state, it's amazing how sobering life circumstances can be, how sickness could be, or death of a loved one, or a bad situation. It's amazing how sobering and how our lens begins to get proper perspective, and people begin to start thinking about the things that really matter.
Mm-hmm.
nothing like it to be in the hospital to really start thinking about, okay, how much longer do I have? And right. and where am I going to go? And mm-hmm. it would never fail. It would never fail. Every single time that I would to speak and just share and just minister mm-hmm. and just share on the love of God,
right.
his hearts would melt. And even you would think the most hardened person, oh no, that I maybe not, oh no.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing that when you get down to the truth of it, I believe that everyone wants God, they just don't know it yet.
Right, exactly.
You know, even those that maybe just seem to, let me tell you something. If we don't go out, just like Jesus sent his, the miracles are out in the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
The miracles are out in the highways, in the byways, in the streets, in our neighbors. Mm-hmm. That's where the miracle is at.
Right.
And to much is given, much is required. You know, and it's almost like, you know, the church at large has been hearing this gospel message. Mm-hmm. They've been hearing others like myself and so many of others and Greg and, you know, countless others sharing mm-hmm. about being in the harvest, and it almost seems to just kind of go over, just seems kind of wax over.
Right, right.
And it's like, certainly they're not talking to me. They're right. talking to the angels or something.
Yeah, right.
I'm in the music ministry, or I'm in this
yeah.
ministry.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. No, we've all been given the ministry of reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, I mean, we got to go back to where is our heart of passion and our love of compassion for God? There's nothing like intimacy. Lord has just been speaking so much to me about just intimacy and spending time with him and more and really understanding the heartbeat of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you get close to somebody, they begin to share with you the deepest concerns,
mm-hmm.
maybe their deepest secrets, maybe the things that really right. matter. You don't go up to a stranger and say, hey, let me tell you what's going on with my kids. They're, you know.
Yeah, right. No.
That marriage situation I'm having, you know, You don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But when there's a level of intimacy and closeness and consistency in relationship, people begin to start sharing the things that begin to matter most. And what happens is there's just sorts of a connection that begins to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get close to God, when we lay on his chest like John did, when we get mm-hmm. close to his heartbeat, begins to share with us is really hard, and you know I'm challenged, and maybe we're challenged here today to think about oftentimes when we pray, are we just praying for what God can do for me, what God can do for my household, what God can do
right.
for my family? Have we ever paused to think that God has a need?
Right.
Have we ever paused to think that God, the creator, the manager of the universe, God who sits on the throne in Revelation 4 with emerald circle and throne, the sea of glass, the peals of lightning, thunders, the mm. four living creatures, mm. the 24 elders. The living creatures go, holy, holy, holy. God
mm-hmm.
who created the world in 7 days, 6 days and rested in, right. you know, who gave breath to man.
Mm-hmm.
God that created the universe. I mean, you want a perspective on how amazing God is and how huge he is?
Mm-hmm.
We just know of a couple galaxies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah. when you think about the planets and the stars, to think that there are other planets besides Earth
mm-hmm.
and there's other galaxies out there, that alone will make you just go, you know?
Wow.
And I'm sorry, the best theory that man can come up with is this, like, bang? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bang? No, no. The hand of God, the majesty of God. But have we ever thought that God himself, the Father, has a need? And I'm talking to VFN radio listeners, I'm talking about, you know, we're talking to the church.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking to those that love God. We're talking to those that have a relationship with God. You gotta spend time with the one that you love.
That's right.
I mean, how long will that relationship be there? I mean, God doesn't turn our back on us, but our ability to connect and relate with him, when we spend time abiding with God and begin to ask him what is on his heart,
mm.
you'll be surprised what he tells you.
That's right.
And oftentimes when I pray and ask God that question, oftentimes he'll show me somebody else. You know, God loves you. Mm. I mean, God loves, really, really loves. And that word tends to mess us up because we have all different types of definitions and perceptions and ideas and experiences and examples of people that said they love us.
Right.
And I've said this before, you know, you can only love someone to the extent and to the proportion that you know what love is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If love has been, ugh, take that. Hey, what is your problem? I'm loving you. Take that. This is love.
Right.
I've even heard people say that. In our family, we have a weird way of showing love. Like that. Let's just say weird way. Let's just take the word love out of there and say weird way. Because maybe that wouldn't be love. Right. You know what I'm saying? I've heard people say that before. And they say it jokingly, but...
Mm-hmm.
It's that love for God and his love for us that makes all the difference in the world. God loves you. He is so invested in us that he gave his most precious son, his only son, to make reconciliation so that we can be in the right place. Let me tell you something. It's a free gift that's offered. But unless we share the truth, unless we tell them, how do they know? How will they know? And it's the amazing. I mean, God, his heart burns for other people. You'll start walking when you start asking God this question. Now, what's on your heart? You'll be in the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'll be in the gas line.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll be in a store. Maybe you'll be at work. And that same person. I remember there was a situation at work. You know, sometimes it's like, okay, God, not everyone here loves Jesus. You know what I'm saying? There's some spiritual activity going on here. And it's amazing how I was praying about a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Lord said, I want you to look at it with my eyes. I just felt that. Just look at that person with a new perspective. And it's amazing when you look at someone who maybe was sent to be a thorn in your side.
Right.
If you look them with the perspective of God's eyes, it's amazing how your heart will begin to melt for them.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not looking at some outward stuff that's happening because, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Right.
You can't expect someone to act saved if they're not saved.
That's right.
It's expectation.
Mm-hmm.
But you start looking at them with the eyes of God, you'll start to have a compassion for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, there's only two final destinations that we're all going to go.
Right.
There's only two. Either we're going to be with God or we're not. We're going to be in hell, heaven or hell. There is no in between.
Right.
And our, you know, what determines that are decisions that we do on this side, not what on the other side.
Right.
And what determines who goes with us is who we share and who we tell.
Mm.
And I often say this, but how can we have the greatest message in the world, encounter such an amazing God, and remain silent. I'm telling you, I don't want to see him. I don't want to look into his eyes and say, I didn't bring anybody with me.
Right.
Hey, listen, if you went to a football game and you had an extra ticket, I mean, you'd call all night. Do you know how expensive these tickets are?
Mm-hmm.
You got it. If you were going to, you know, a show and a Broadway show or something, and you had you would be trying to give away those tickets.
Right. Yeah.
Because they're valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Want these baseball, you know, box seats, you know, to go to waste.
Mm-hmm.
But I want someone to have them.
Right.
Well, get someone the greatest seat they could ever have.
That's right.
It's in heaven.
Amen.
You know, make a couple tickets up. Tell them you have two tickets for them.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a way that they could redeem those tickets in heaven.
Right.
You know, you have a way for them. Invite people to know God. We got to get past ourselves. We talked about this a couple of days ago on VFN Radio about being willing to be vulnerable, be willing to be. Jesus sent the disciples out like lambs amongst wolves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because we want to be able to totally depend upon him and upon his hand and upon the Holy Spirit, which he gives us, that's going to empower us and to lead us into all truth. We have a faithful partner. And when we go, God's going to confirm
mm-hmm.
the signs and wonders. I mean, after we went to that relief and prayed, and people invited God in the heart. The next day, there was a sign and a wonder. They got power back on.
Amen.
It's like 6 days with no power. And the next day,
wow.
I mean, listen, all kinds of things will happen.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of things. But you got to step out. But you got to get your ear on the one.
That's right.
And he's such a gentleman. You ever been in a relationship, or sometimes this is true with children, and children are so narcissistic, you know. They just think about themselves, and you see them, and they're always, what are you going to get me? Can I go to the store? Or what do you want? And, you know, it's always about them.
Mm-hmm.
But it never kind of dawns on them to ask a parent, hey, mom, dad, you know, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how was work? Or, you know, how, dad, I saw you lay up last night. Are you feeling okay? Are you, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, we just fall out, wouldn't we?
No, I'm dying here. I'm dying. Dad's playing again. Look at him on the floor. He's playing again. Mm-hmm. Are you really sick? You know, you got all kinds of stuff coming out of your pores.
Right.
We don't want to be that way with God.
Mm-mm.
You know, we want to ask him, God, what's on your heart? What is moving you today? And there's so much great need. Let me tell you something. We have the greatest hope, the greatest message. And when we get back, we're going to talk about truth. We're going to talk about what is real truth.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things out there being called truth, but we're going to talk about what is truth and the power of the gospel and the love of Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God. We'll be right back.
I don't know if you heard that. You may not have heard it, but we just busted through a barrier, our next achievement, where we went over the counter of 4,000 likes on VFN TV and VFN Radio's program's Facebook.
Yes.
And I just want to thank everybody that's joining us and all of our Facebook-connected listeners that are sitting in the virtual stadium out there. We shot right through 4,000.
Mm-hmm.
And next, our goal is 5,000. And what does that mean? What does it mean to begin to like our Facebook? This is what it means. You can go to VFNTV.com and just click on our Facebook and like us. It means this, that every day our staff works tirelessly to make sure that everybody that's connected us in many ways, including our Facebook fans, is that you have access to not only the entire program, but you have access to segments, like a loaf of bread being cut up in certain segments. We call those highlights, that you can listen. There may be one thing that was discussed that day. You get a chance to listen to the program, or you want to share it with somebody else. Well, the fact that you liked us on Facebook makes that available to you every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day. What does that mean also? It means if you have somebody in your life, that you have a friend or a relative or somebody that you want to be encouraged, by getting them to come and like our Facebook, mm-hmm. they automatically will get the very same highlights, and they'll hear about what we talked about in the first hour about the third great awakening. They'll hear about the prophetic words and what God is revealing, and they'll be a part of it too. And you won't have to send it to them or talk to them about it as much as they'll have it, just like you have it, on your feed, I think it's called.
That's right.
But all you got to do is go to VFNTV.com, click on our Facebook, like us, and then you'll automatically get these. And they intensely labor over making sure that these highlights are available from each day's program, because, you know, you can listen to a lot of things, but there could be one thing that day that just encourages you, that mm-hmm. gives you insight, that helps you answer questions in your community or in your family or in your church gathering. And you can make that available to yourself if you haven't yet by going to VFNTV.com and click on our Facebook and like us. But you also can share that with your friends. If you got maybe 30, 40 friends on in your Facebook, you can say, I want to encourage you guys to go to, if you had to spell out the URL, you would just go facebook.com/VFNTV, and that's mm-hmm. it. Or you can go to VFNTV.com and click on our Facebook. But if you had to do that to get them to click on it, they actually get encouraged every single day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the way it is now, they have it available. And it hasn't been this way till now, but you can either go and you'll have two links on every particular post of a highlight. One is you can click on and listen to that 1 5-minute, 2-minute, 3-minute, 20-minute segment right there on your phone or your iPad or your computer, because it'll come to you in your Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can click and go to the VFN Torch. That'll be available. Same link, a different link will be available to go read more about it and see some pictures and videos. So those two links are available in every post for you, which means this. If you're riding on the road and you need to be encouraged, just look at your Facebook and look for the highlights that are put up that day. And what you do is you go to your pages or whatever that you liked, and all those will be right there and also will be in your feed. You say, I want to listen to that. You just touch it, and it'll start playing on your phone like an MP3 will just start playing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's so all cool. Right. We call those highlights. But what it is it's just revelations that came out on that day or conversations or some encouraging things about Pat's hair products.
Absolutely.
So 5,000 likes is our next goal. Thank you for everybody helping us come to 4,000. We're already moving into 4,100, but we want to move on into 5,000 likes. Why? Because that means that many more people are getting encouraged on a daily basis. Listen, if you are having difficulty reaching people for God, partner with us in this way, and we together will reach them. We will reach them together by doing this. Mm-hmm. Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally awesome. Cool. Well, you know, I do want to say this morning to encourage you that VFN TV 3.0 app has arrived. We have all the new arrangements and conditions, and then you already like it. It's got the, when you turn on your VFN TV 3.0 app, you're going to have the recent broadcast will come right up. Anything that's happened on VFN TV, VFN Radio recently, right then. So you don't have to look for anything. I mean, what just happened will be right there in front of you. And then at the top, you have recent in the menu, but you also have series.
Mm-hmm.
And series, you just touch it, and it carries you over to the different series, like the highlights, mm-hmm. which also original intent. And,
right.
Wisdom moments and
prophetic words,
and those are series that it has right there. And then you have alphabetized next to it, which helps you if you're just looking for something. Hey, I remember that thing about the prodigal, and you could just choose alphabetized. But then at the bottom, you can just choose live, like a lot of you listen right now live, and that's available for you. You got to check it out. You know, if you haven't yet downloaded the VFN TV app or seen your upgrade yet, go to your iTunes store, go to your Google Play store and type in VFN TV. It's V Victor FN TV, and you download the VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program app, and it's free. It's there for you to be able to encourage you. You're going to need an encouraging voice. You're going to need words of wisdom. We need to build our relationship now so we're understanding each other, and we can trust each other and realize that we're in this for the right reason, capital R, Jesus Christ, and for the advancement of the king as his kingdom and the safety of his people. I don't know if you heard about the podcast, but I'm excited about the podcast.
Talk to us.
The podcast for VFN TV, the Daily Radio Program. Look, think about it. Mm-hmm. A podcast, this is what a podcast does. It happens without you doing anything.
Oh, that's good.
Once you subscribe to the our podcast, the entire day's programs, the teachings that are loosed, if they're available on VFN TV, released, the highlights, you know, the each individual highlights that you see on the VFN Torch. I mean, this automatically, if you subscribe to the podcast, and it's a podcast, we'll just download somehow miraculously into your computer, into your iPhone, into your Android, and you don't even need to be hooked up in the Wi-Fi or anything like that.
It's good.
It just will automatically download it so you can listen to what you want to listen to when you want to listen to it, because it's sitting inside your phone, your iPod, your Android, your computer. It's sitting in there like it's a song that you purchased and sits in your playlist. That's what a podcast is, which is pretty cool, because what that means is this, that everything that's ever happened in the broadcast, all these different topics and wisdom and everything that we're sharing with you to encourage you, but also to encourage others, that you can have them yourself. You don't have to buy them. You don't have to sign up to get something. They just download automatically through the podcast. Make sure you check it out. Go to VFNTV.com and subscribe to the podcast today.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm John Ramos, and joining with me today is Pat and Chris.
Hello, John.
Hello, hello, Chris. You're there. Hey, Pat.
What's up?
Well, I wanted to come back from our break. I wanted to share that, you know, you heard Greg talking there on our commercial about our Facebook page. I want to encourage you. We are up right now. You know, we are up to 4,781 friends.
Oh, wow.
On the VFN Radio Facebook page. Is that
wow,
awesome?
Wow, that is awesome.
That is so awesome. I want you to encourage you. You're listening to the radio program and it's blessing you. Continue to get the word out. Help us to get to 5,000. That's our next goal. We want to share VFN Radio with the world. We want to continue to add more friends and really more partners and more people that are going to join the conversation. I was just looking at our Facebook page, Pat, and did you know Susanna in New York, she liked our humor segment. Remember when we talked about the workout, the little thing I can get you for your abs, you know, the guard thing that you can put on your belly. Remember that workout
thing?
Well, she liked that. She reminded me of that moment there. And it's amazing how these laughs just still keep kicking. But, you know, are you using it? Are the abs coming out? I sent you the grill.
I hadn't noticed yet.
And how about Chris's one ab? How's that formulated thing over there?
It's going strong.
But that was so funny. I saw that again. That just made me crack up because I remember we had such a good time talking about it. But for those of you just tuning in, this is grill that's shaped like a six-pack. And so you can kind of like a girdle type thing. You can – metal thing you can put around you.
Right,
and
right.
You strap it and tie it tight. And then
– like a piece of armor.
There you go, like a piece of armor. Remember back in the day when they used to sell those sweatbands that you put around your entire belly? If you saw those like Velcro and you could stretch this thing all the way around, you're supposed to sweat the weight off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I've ever seen this.
It didn't work. I'm like, Dad, what is that? Dad, he's like, never mind. And they're like, what is that thing? You know?
Yeah, right.
But very interesting, very interesting. Well, we're back in the first hour and we were talking about turning, you know, our hearts, everything back to God, you know, and God using us in the Great Commission to preach the gospel and to share the love of God with the world. And we talked about how the Holy Spirit was there to empower us and to encourage us. And this is our time. This is the church's greatest hour. And this is our time to share the love of God with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And not to hold back, but we got to share truth.
All right.
We got to share truth. And truth is a very, very important thing. I mean, Jesus says in John 14:6, he says, I am the way, I am the truth, and the life.
Mm.
No one comes to the Father except through me. I love how Jesus is so clear. You know, you know, it's like, how can you misunderstand that? You know, it says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is so important. Because he says that, and also in John, that the counselor, the spirit of truth, will be with us. And so truth is so important. Remember when Jesus was before Pontius Pilate and says, well, what is truth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
While he's looking at truth straight in the face, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
all right. Can you recognize it?
Interesting. Amazing how the little g, 1 Corinthians says, the little g god of this world has blinded the eyes of the unbelievers so that they cannot see.
Mm-hmm.
And although truth may be present, you can't, you know, you can't judge truth by somebody who can't see.
Right.
They're blind.
Mm-hmm.
They're blind. Well, it's interesting that I was reading this book not too long ago. It's called Gravity, Truth for You but Not Truth for Me. This author really challenges the reader in regards to truth. This is so important. Listen to this, because, you know, do you really want to know the truth? Do you really want to know the truth?
Mm-hmm.
It says, if you were dying of a deadly but curable disease, would you want the right medication to survive?
Mm-hmm.
Let's ponder that. Let's ponder that. If you were dying of a deadly disease, but yet it was curable, mm-hmm. a curable disease, would you want the right medication to survive? If you want the truth, you'd be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get me the right medication.
All right.
Would you want to know the truth about the risks before investing your life savings? That was a way for you to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And someone sitting across the table with you, a financial advisor,
mm-hmm.
you're about to invest all of your life savings, your 401ks and J's and mutual bond, and all, you're about to invest all your pennies, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Right.
Think about your whole life savings.
Mm-hmm.
We hear the travesty of people just losing everything.
Mm-hmm.
If there was a way to know the truth, whether this is going to be a good investment mm-hmm. or this was a bad investment, this was a scam,
mm-hmm.
would you want to know?
Mm-hmm.
I would dare say, and most people would say,
yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another question. Do you want your family and friends to tell you the truth once in a while or all the time?
Right.
Don't say it depends what they say.
Yeah, right.
But do you want your friends and family to tell you the truth? You want your children to tell you the truth,
mm-hmm.
Chris? Or do you want them just to tell the truth once in a while?
All the time.
Think about it. You want people to tell you the truth all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Well, if you want truth in any of these areas, it appears that truth is really important to you. I know it's important to me. So what's on the other side of death? I mean, if God exists and your destination after physical death is based on the choices you make in this life, would the truth about eternity be important? Would the truth about eternity be important? I'm amazed oftentimes when you get out in the harvest field and you're talking to people,
mm-hmm.
how people come to conclusions about eternity, life and death, heaven or hell,
mm-hmm.
on all different things that have nothing to do with truth.
Right.
You know, there's a thing called objective truth, and it relates to the object referred to. It's true. Something's true even if no one believes it, because it's truth. I mean, like, Jesus in the Bible claimed to be objective truth. I mean, it's the truth. Whether you believe it or not, it's not going to change. You know, it doesn't become truth because you choose to believe it. The mm-hmm. sky is blue, whether you want to believe that or not.
Right,
so,
right.
You know what I'm saying? And so there's a law of contradiction that says, hey, something can be true and a lie at the same time.
Mm.
You know, the sky can't be blue and purple. We know the sky's blue, but you know what I'm saying? Work with mm-hmm. me. I'm not, you know.
Right, right.
But the grass can't be green and pink.
Right.
It's green grass. It's blue sky.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's so important because the knowledge of this is crucial to understanding that truth does exist and its opposite is always false. This is so good, and I want to continue talking about this because if we're going to share the gospel with people and we want to share the truth, we got to start asking people, do you really want to know the truth? Are you a person that wants the truth? And you'll be surprised that people want the truth. When we come back from the extra hour, we're going to talk more about the truth. We're going to talk more about the gospel, more about advancing the kingdom of God, and how we can help those come to a revelation of Jesus Christ by just one simple thing, telling them about the truth, Jesus. We'll be right back.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at bfntv.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at bfntv.com. You're listening to BFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side.